the Clinton phenomenon. But did you watch President Bill Clinton's speech last night? Naira did. She wrote to us on Facebook. I really hope that all undecided voters were listening very carefully to Clinton because he broke it down and explained every point and accomplishment of Barack Obama and why we should vote for him. Love to know what you think. Go to Facebook.com/The Takeaway or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But to Hillary Clinton now, and let's start with who Hillary Clinton is not. She is not the academic, perhaps sometimes preachy, pure team player Madeleine Albright was as Secretary of State for Bill Clinton.
Serb forces must leave Kosovo so that refugees and displaced persons may return safely to their homes. An international military presence with NATO at its core must be established, and the people of Kosovo must be allowed the democratic self-governance they have long been denied.
Madeleine Albright speaking in 1999. Hillary Clinton is also not the oversized military giant who would let herself ever get tripped up in a public charade at the United Nations, as happened with Secretary of State Colin Powell.
One of the things I'm most irate about is that I have reason to believe in the CIA, the nights we were out there till midnight every night, there were people in the room who knew that burn notices had gone out on some of these sources, and that was not raised to me.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell speaking back in 2003 on NBC's Meet the Press. No, 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 Hillary Clinton would never get caught out like that. She plays the game, she talks the talk as Secretary of State for Barack Obama.
We expect to see Libyans coming together to plan their own future and a permanent, inclusive constitutional system.
That's right. The most powerful Clinton may be the one you won't see at the Democratic National Convention. Of course, it's illegal for a Secretary of State to be a part of active political campaigning, which is why she's not at the convention. But joining us now is Gail Sheehy, journalist and author of many books, including Hillary's Choice, a biography of Hillary Clinton. Gail Sheehy, you know, one of the things that's coming to an end as this convention comes to an end is the legacy of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. She won't be in a second term if there is one.
Well, many of us are rather sad about that because she has been quite a giant on the global stage, although in a very quiet way. She's really been Hillary in full, fully independent, fully confident, and yet has a very respectful, collaborative relationship with the president in hashing out what the foreign policy should be. But in fairness to her, she has been inhibited by the fact that most of the important issues in foreign policy have been run out of the White House under Obama's own tutelage.
Nevertheless, she has made a real autonomous case for her own policies, her own projection of safety and rights for women.
Yes.
What has she mobilized in her personality elements that you've known from covering her over a very, very long period of time that she's brought to crystallize this whole Secretary of State relationship?
Well, she knows the world inside and out. I mean, she traveled it extensively in the 8 years in the White House, and she knows how to play to leaders. But for instance, she started off very forcefully by telling the Russian foreign minister that we have to push the reset button. You know, you're not dealing with just some little girl here. But it hasn't worked out very well because Putin has just, you know, put his autocratic stamp on that country and refused to play ball with the United States in trying to work something out to help out with Syria. So I think she's had a much more greater impact behind the scenes. And the other thing she did was win undying respect and loyalty of the State Department. She went in right away and reorganized it after years of neglect by President Bush and Secretary Powell.
The very qualities of Hillary Clinton that she has really mastered here as Secretary of State, these populist qualities, these sort of face-to-face, pressing the flesh, being a symbol for young women and young people around the world and for the disempowered around the world, almost a Jimmy Carter-esque kind of role, but in a much, much bigger scale, it seems.
And naming the first ambassador-at-large for global women's
Indeed.
Issues.
These qualities are not the qualities of her behind the scenes, you know, almost one of the Borgias in the old Clinton administration. Does she like this role or does she prefer?
Oh, she's totally in her element in this role. And I think, you know, being a mini Borgia behind the scenes in the Clinton administration is a role that so many women have played when they're frustrated at being, you know, dissed as just the little woman who's interfering when she may know just as much as her husband and doesn't have the opportunity to exhibit it in a full way.
What do you think is a harder transition for Hillary Clinton? First lady to Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate to Secretary of State, or a New York senator to Secretary of State?
I think the transition to Secretary of State was just a natural flow for her. She resisted it at first. She actually tried to turn it down, but Barack Obama didn't answer the phone. And it was her husband, I think, who really pressed her to say, this is a great role and a great launching pad for you if you decide to go for presidential nomination in the future. All her friends and family say that she is totally exhausted because she believes in showing up, and she showed up in more countries even than Madeleine Albright. So she wants to, you know, stop, repair herself. And it really isn't a sure thing that she's going to run for president. But Bill Clinton will be, you know, reminding her all the time of what an important role she can play, because he's actually feeling his mortality very clearly. He talks about it. He talks about being the living on borrowed time. He's the oldest of the male relatives in his lineage. He talks about, if I drop dead tomorrow, I want Hillary and Chelsea to be, you know, carrying on my foundation work.
Well, he better say that. That's for sure. We're talking with Gail Sheehy, journalist and author of Hillary's Choice, a biography of Hillary Clinton. What do the Clintons give Obama in 2012, looking for this second term, do you think? What card do they play for Barack Obama?
Well, we look back with great nostalgia on the Clinton years of peace and prosperity. He actually had a great break as president because of the demography. The boomers were already moving into midlife. Those Americans 18 to 34 were diminished by 9 million under his watch. So they weren't – so full employment was pretty much guaranteed. The middle-aged boomers were at their top tax-paying years. So he got great surplus material, lots of dough to put into programs. The silent generation, the olders, were moving on to Social Security, and they were such a small generation that he could afford to have lavish perks for older, for seniors, without being accused of breaking the bank.
Gail Sheehy, journalist and author of Hillary's Choice, a biography of Hillary Clinton. You can read more of her comments on the convention and the Clintons and what's going on down in Charlotte at the Daily Beast. Gail Sheehy, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.